I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The Vancouver Writers Festival runs the 22nd and to the 27th of October 2013 at various venues in Vancouver, chiefly Granville Island. Its artistic director, Hal Wake, joins me now to talk about the popular events, many of which are sold out now, and the many authors of national and international note that will descend on this town. Last year, the festival broke its audience record, its attendance record, selling over 16,000 tickets. Visit writersfest.bc.ca for tickets and information. Please welcome back to the Plant on the Line program, Hal Wake. Mr. Wake, good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
The same. So you guys at the festival, I remember when we talked a few years ago, had done an event honoring Alice Munro. Mm-hmm. And so like everyone else in the country, you guys must be quite pleased with the news of recent days that she's to receive the Nobel Prize.
Absolutely thrilled and delighted, and I think I can share now publicly that I actually was contacted by her former publisher and editor in Toronto just last week, who was mounting an international effort to try to actually make this happen, and he was looking for recommendations for writers of international stature who might write letters in support of Alice's candidacy. And lo and behold, all of that is now unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah.
It actually came about. And of course, he had not gotten to the point of putting this whole thing in motion, but he's saved the work. And the great thing, and I was just looking at Alice's comments a few minutes ago, where she very succinctly, but also in a heartfelt way, said that she hopes this brings attention to all Canadian writers and to the short story form, and that's the kind of class that that Alice has.
You've got short story writers coming to the festival this year, do you?
Yes, we always have short story writers. I actually, quite honestly, don't distinguish between novelists and short story writers, and they're fiction writers as far as I'm concerned. And yes, the form varies, but I'd have to kind of even remember who does which. There are examples like Shayna Lambert is here this year with a collection of short stories. But she's a novelist as well. And a lot of Canadian writers seem to kind of move back and forth rather effortlessly between the two forms.
The Margaret Atwood events, are those sold out?
Yes. She's in the Literary Cabaret, which sells out every year fairly early. And her solo event, where she'll be interviewed by Marilyn Simons, sold out pretty quickly too. What I would say about sellouts is that people should follow us on Twitter, because every so often tickets become available for a variety of reasons, and that's the first thing we'll do, is we'll tweet and say tickets available for a particular event. And in fact, happened with Atwood just the other day. There was a ticket that came up, and so that's the fastest way. But also, the second thing is that I've rarely been at an event at the festival where there isn't somebody at the event either giving away their tickets or selling them for face value. We don't actually have an active scalping contingent, so that if people come down 45 minutes before the event, there's a chance that that they'll get on a list and get something. I wouldn't guarantee it. I can't guarantee it, but things seem to pop up.
Yeah, I just realized that I have to send you a check shortly because my membership's up. But I guess that's the key. To get a membership, one of the perks is that you get to buy tickets in advance, right?
Yeah, and this year, an event sold out before tickets went on sale to the public. It's only the second time in my memory that this has happened. It was an event in our smallest venue, so there weren't a large number of tickets, but it was called From the Rock 2. Last year we conceived of a kind of kitchen party of Newfoundland writers Donna Morrissey and Gordon Pinsent and Russell Wengerski. And it was such a success, people had so much fun, that I figured we could try it again this year with a different set of writers from Newfoundland who are coming. So we have Michael Winter and Lisa Moore and Wayne Johnston, all of whom are funny. I don't know what it is.
what is it about those folks?
Yeah, I mean, you think you could probably hear the laughter coming from Newfoundland just based on how much fun they all seem to have. And when they get together, they're just a hoot. So that one sold very, very quickly because people, I think, there are a lot of them who bought tickets had been to last year's and thought, we'll give this a shot again.
Yeah, like I had Donna Morrissey on last year when she was here for the festival, and I asked her about whether she liked coming here, and she just absolutely loved it, and shared a story, actually, about... She was sharing a car with, forget the guy now, he wrote Schindler's List. And
Thomas Keneally.
Yeah. Have you heard that story?
No, he's from Australia.
Yeah, and so they didn't know each other, and they didn't know who each other was, I guess. And he had said something, I don't know if it was making fun of her accent or something like that. And so they got into it. And then they ended up going for a drink and just having a ball. And then she said after, after all this, you owe me a blurb. And and he did blurb one of her books. And then again, she just thought that it was, you know, a great... She thinks that the festival is a great place to meet other writers and to hang out with readers. And she has a great story about Mr. Keneally.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is true that one of the tremendous... perks for writers, because honestly, we don't pay them a huge amount for their appearances. They do obviously get to promote their books, and most of them have new books that they want people to hear about and obviously buy. But it's also the opportunity for them to meet each other and get together and talk. I think we sent out a questionnaire to the writers coming this year, and one of the questions was, what are you most looking forward to coming to Vancouver? Knowing that for some people it would be a repeat visit, but for others it might be the first time they've been in town, and we're just curious about what they might be anticipating. And Scott Turow, the American lawyer, thriller writer, wrote, well, I'm hoping to see George Packer of The New Yorker. I haven't seen him in 20 years or 15 years or something like that, and I would really love to reconnect. So that whole sense of writers renewing friendships and making new friends, we know that writers will go back to some far-flung part of the world with a list of people that they now will stay in touch with and keep in touch with. So, yeah, so it's a thing that they enjoy.
So Packer is a writer at The New Yorker, and he's got a book out. It's on war or something like that, right?
Well, what we have this year, and it's a bit of a departure for the festival, is what we're calling primetime nonfiction at UBC. We've always had nonfiction at the program, or at the festival, largely, though, literary nonfiction, memoir, things like that. These are topical current affairs books by major, in this case, American writers. So George Packer, his book is called The Unwinding, and he, through a series of interviews and profiles of ordinary Americans and substantial public figures, he's tried to document how the country has kind of spiraled downward in the last decade or two, and it's a fabulous book. And Packer is not just a smart guy, but a really interesting and thoughtful writer. And we have Eric Schlosser, mm-hmm. whose new book is on nuclear weapons. And I think probably in this, with all of the different things that we worry about in the world, we seem to have forgotten since the Cold War ended the fact that there are all kinds of countries that have substantial caches of nuclear weapons. And as Schlosser points out in the book, we are more in danger from some accidental release of these weapons than we are from any kind of deliberate. And he documents the near misses and accidents that have happened in recent history that are very, very sobering. And the last of those kind of major American writers is Alan Weissman, who is a journalist for NPR and a number of other American outlets, who did a book a few years ago called The World Without Us, where he did a thought experiment about what would the world look like if we weren't here, and kind of followed that train of thought years into the future till sort of a lot of evidence that we were ever here was erased. And his new book, because that was a kind of not-so-hopeful book, he figured he needed to go out and try to find out how we can keep ourselves here and in harmony with nature. And traveled to 23 countries, and his book is a very careful examination of what we can, and in his view, must do about overpopulation. So those are three featured nonfiction events that we're very, very excited about.
And that's at the Freddie Wood, I guess, at UBC, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. I read, I guess, Charlie Smith is doing one of those, and Stephen Quinn's doing one of those, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the secret in pairing up authors with hosts/moderators?
Secret.
I mean, I've been to events, like I've been to a few events over the years, and it's really fun, I mean, to see the featured author. But then it's also neat to see who you pair up with them, because that's just, I mean, there's a certain dynamic that evolves. And I remember talking to one who was interviewing an author, and they had never met before until they got on stage. But you wouldn't know that if you know, I didn't ask the guy. I guess you decide that, do you?
I do, and I go from one basic principle is that a good moderator or a moderator can help make an event sing and become something special, or can actually take a good event and make it worse. So I don't think anybody should underestimate the importance of and the skill required to take an event and manage a conversation and make it really interesting and absorbing. So I do that, and I'm looking then for people whose background, experience, interests seem to work with a particular subject or author. And then we have, in recent years, sent out a little briefing document where we suggest ways that conversations can be constructed and the formats that we have found successful in the past. Moderators are free to kind of throw in their own wrinkles from time to time, but We know that there are approaches that seem to produce the best kind of results, and then I have a conversation, or try to have a conversation, with almost every host or moderator in the 2 weeks leading up to the festival to talk through what they're planning to do and how they're planning to conduct the session.
Yeah, I mean, I just am thinking of the events with Quinn and with Charlie. I mean, it'd just be fun to see them too, right? Just to see.
Yeah, and sometimes we haven't done a lot of this, although we would like to do more. Sometimes just putting two writers together,
yeah,
in conversation. I guess we did that a few years ago with Peter Robinson and Ian Rankin, who are friends and do know each other well, but whose kind of relaxed sensibility and of course they're both crime writers, so and familiar with each other's work, so it was just a kind of a no-brainer to have them share the stage together, and it worked quite well.
A book that I read over the past year, and I had him on actually, and I thought it was just a wonderful book, was the Ross King book on The Last Supper. He's got an event, right?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. You're right, the book has been out for a year or so now. It won a couple of, I guess it won the GG last year. But we missed him on the circuit last year. And the thought of being able to incorporate that kind of book into our nonfiction series, so that you've got the topical stuff, and then you have this historical art piece on The Last Supper. And Ross, I mean, I'm sure you discovered, is just a great talker, articulate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, great storyteller.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to... I had spoken to him on stage about an earlier book he did on Impressionism, and I thought I knew the basic story of Impressionism, and there was stuff in his book that would just kind of completely open my eyes. And again, he tells history, true story.
Yeah, I was surprised, and I don't know why I'd be surprised, but I was fascinated after reading the book and talking to him about Da Vinci, and about The Last Supper itself, and you know, as a lapsed Catholic, it's always fascinating to talk about the Last Supper and Jesus and how he's perceived over time. When's that event?
I'm going to.
I guess people can go to the website and check, but there are tickets left for that, right?
There are a few. I wouldn't. Yeah. That's Tuesday the 22nd at 8 p.m. and there maybe 50 tickets left for that.
I see. Colin Mochrie, he's the closing event, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's at the Stanley.
It is. Yeah, we have pretty consistently closed the festival at the Stanley. We used to do a Duthie lecture there, but that sponsorship ended a couple of years ago. But we still, last year we had David Suzuki and the Australian...
Tim Flannery.
And Tim. So we like to kind of have a signature event to end the festival on. And Colin is, I have no idea what this book is going to be like. He takes old fairy tales and stories, takes the first few lines, and then twists it and warps it into something completely different. Vicky Gabbro, that's, you talk about pairings, Vicky and Colin will probably crack each other up for 30 minutes, and then Colin will do a little bit of improv, which is, of course, very exciting for a writer's festival to have somebody capable of doing that, and then he'll take questions from the audience, and many, many people remember him from his years in at the Improv here.
Yeah. Is David Sedaris on November 12th at the Chance Center? Is that sold out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's that's a fast sellout, isn't it?
Not. The tickets go on sale fairly early to the Sedaris events, and then it seems to kind of slowly spread and seep out. And he has an agency in Chicago whose whole kind of marketing strategy is pretty sophisticated and skillful. So pretty soon, within a month or so, the Sedaris fans have heard, and then, you know, they just take the sales take off.
Yeah. Will Insight be back later in the fall?
Not in the fall, but in January. Our first event is January the 15th at the library, and this year there are some books and writers that I haven't been able to get into the festival, so I think there'll be quite a healthy mixture of new books. Mm-hmm. and books from the fall. This is a big year for a lot of local writers. Stephen Galloway will have a new novel, Nancy Lee, can't remember who else, but there are going to be a lot of, Miriam Taves is not local, will mm-hmm. have a new novel as well. So there's lots of great fiction coming our way.
Yeah, do you ever want to charge for Insight? Because I went to an event last spring, I guess. It was just jam-packed. You could have fit double the room, I guess.
We have the disadvantage of not controlling a venue. We do not have our own theater. As you said right off the top, most of the action happens down on Granville Island, and those are theaters that we rent and have book years in advance to be able to do our stuff in. But we're, you know, we're paying to use them, which is not practical for a full series, a long, you know, 4 month series, 5 month series. So we found a home at the library who graciously have provided the space, and it's a very convenient place for people to get to downtown. But because it's a public library, events there have to be free. And quite frankly, I like the notion of accessibility. Mm. I think the fact that every 2 weeks people in this community have a chance to see and hear really interesting writers on a wide variety of subjects for free, I think that speaks to the importance of the city, to the value that you can find in the city for entertainment and edification.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, as someone who runs a festival, I mean, it must be great to have the sort of audience that's here, the sort of readers that we have in this town.
You know, we get feedback all the time from writers who, it's one of the, I would say, most consistent things that that the writers tell us that separates our festival in some ways from others in across Canada and around the world. The level of, first of all, the number of events where it's packed, but then during the question period, the depth of the questions and the clear evidence that people have read and thought about books and come prepared to engage at a fairly high level with ideas and with the writers. And I think that's something that we all can be incredibly proud of.
Hal, it's nice talking again. Many compliments to you and the staff at the festival. You know that I think very highly of your work. They're all the best.
Well, I like talking to you so much that I'm going to start another festival. I don't know what it's going to be about, but then I'll be able to talk to you twice a year.
Indeed. Writersfest.bc.ca is the website. Do check it out. I mean, there's something for everyone, and I know everything's sold out. Well, not everything's sold out, but a lot of
stuff. No, don't say that. There's lots.
There is indeed. Hal Wake joined me on the line from Granville Island here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.